Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on this Wednesday morning. Been to a mall lately? Malls are struggling across the country, but somehow Lakeside Shopping Center continues to thrive and is growing. Aaron Graham is the marketing director for Lakeside and joins us now on WWL. Aaron, I got to ask you right off the bat, how you doing it in a time when malls are facing such huge challenges everywhere?
Hi, Dave. Yeah, well, we have a really strong team here. Leasing is extremely important. We're always trying to look for exclusive retailers that are not in the market and bring those stores to our customers here at Lakeside.
And along those lines, you have added a few stores just recently. Got a news release this week that three new stores are coming to Lakeside. So as other malls are shuttering and struggling to find people to fill retail space, you've got three new folks coming in.
Yeah, we are going to have a busy the next few years are going to be very busy. We opened Aloe and Mango recently in the last 2 months. Victoria's Secret did a whole renovation, and then I sent you, yeah, the press release. Rowan is opening. It's a piercing store focused on, it's actually licensed nurses who perform the piercing, so that's exciting. And then that'll be in the Restoration Hardware wing. And then Viore is another athleisure brand opening later this year, and Garage is also set to open this year. So six new stores coming to the mall this year, and then we have some more next year that I'm not able to actually discuss yet, but I'll let you know when it's time.
All right, so some exciting announcements and more to come. Have you had to shift in any way the demographic to which you're trying to appeal at a time when we see all the online shopping booming and struggles for brick and mortar to bring people into their stores? Have you had to adjust your strategy and which kinds of clients you're trying to appeal to bring into the mall, to the Lakeside Shopping Center, to get people to continue to come there and actually spend real money rather than just ordering everything on their phone?
So we've seen the younger crowd, they actually do like to come into the mall and touch, feel, try on the clothes and the shoes. So that's one focus that we're focusing on, the younger demographic. But then it's always been a strong female presence at the mall, right? So we hit every age demographic there. We have the older ladies, we have the mamas who are shopping for the kids, and then the 20-something, 30-somethings who, you know, come in to experience maybe some cocktails and shopping with friends. So we try to reach a little bit of everybody. And that's never really changed. It's always been something that we focus on.
Has the mall experience changed at all? For people who maybe haven't been in a mall in a while, is going to the mall now different than it was, say, 5 or 10 years ago as malls face these challenges? And it looks like in most communities, there's one dominant mall that's able to survive now, and it looks like that has been Lakeside.
Yes. Recently we really have tried to create experiences here. It's not just about shopping. We have a kids' play area. It's complimentary to our guests. We do art and sensory classes for the children. I host a number of children's events here in the center. Mr. Bingle is a big thing at the end of the year, so we always host something with an event with Mr. Bingle. And then we do sip and shops with New Orleans Magazine, which has been a big hit. People come and shop. There's a happy hour from 5 to 7. There's discounts and incentives for the stores that participate, and we provide complimentary beverages and hors d'oeuvres. So I try to keep it fresh and have new things always here. We recently hosted the Jefferson Parish Bicentennial Ball in June. That was a huge hit. So we're just always trying to think of new things, interesting things that can keep the customers coming back, but then also increase the time they're here. It's not just about running in and grabbing one item. It's about the whole experience throughout the day and what you can see and have fun with.
Aaron Graham, Marketing Director for Lakeside Shopping Center, congratulations, because the challenges, I think, for malls are bigger than ever. And I really just was noted when I saw this news release. It's like, wow, how do they keep doing it when everybody else is having so much trouble? And it really is, I think, a testament to knowing your clientele, knowing your business, and doing what you got to do. As we move forward, do you feel good about the future of malls in general in Lakeside with the challenges that you've had to deal with increased online shopping and the ever-growing number of people spending more and more money on the Internet instead of in person?
I do have a very positive outlook. I don't think our mall is going to go away anytime soon. People want, it's easy to shop online, but I think people still want to come out and experience a shopping day, whether it's with your spouse, your kids, your friends. It's a great place, and we're positioned, you know, in a great spot in the city, in the heart of Metairie, close to the North Shore. We pull, you know, from Lafayette all the way along the Gulf Coast. So we're a super regional mall, and we're proud of that. And we're going to continue to work hard and try to bring more exciting things here for our customers to enjoy.
And I know that the government of Jefferson Parish and the taxpayers of Jefferson Parish have to be very grateful for the fact that you continue to be this huge sales tax generating location when so many fears amongst local governments about more and more online purchasing taking away that revenue that they had seen, particularly when you talk about people driving in from New Orleans or from other communities surrounding Jefferson Parish to spend that money. Aaron, I know you got a meeting you got to get to. Thank you for joining us here on WWL. We appreciate it. And again, congratulations.
Thanks so much, Dave. Have a good day.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. When was the last time you went to the mall? And are you surprised that we still see some malls that are booming like Lakeside, that are still enjoying huge success and attracting more and more people and businesses to open there at a time when it just seems so much easier to click it and get it delivered to your front door? 504-260-1870. Call me and text me now on the Elkman Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're actually going to have a few minutes for you to sound off on anything you want. I know we don't get much time to do that here on this program usually, but we're going to have a few minutes after this if you want to call or text us at 504-260-1870. And you can talk about the success of Lakeside versus the failures of most malls now we're seeing across the region and around the country. You can talk about this survey that found 1 in 3 Americans say they've had sex with their boss, and nearly half have had a relationship with a coworker. Do those numbers surprise you? Talk about the trade deal with Japan. Wall Street happy with that. Anything you want to sound off about, we got a few minutes after this, and then we'll check in with Newell Norman, see what he's working on for the next 3 hours here on WWL.